Can I just have the attention of the class for 1 second, please? Can I have the chorus for that last song, please? I'm on. It's all your fault, it's not mine. It's not me, it's you, I promise. I'm on, I can hear me. If you can't hear me at the back, then you're just too far away. It's your own fault as well. So it's not my fault ever. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ah, cool. Got them in. Right. Chorus. Awesome. Now, my fiancée, bless her, she has a way of ruining, perfectly fine Christian songs for me. It says up there, it's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are. And we will sing it as, it's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are. However, my fiance says that her sister, I think, told her, it sounds like they're singing in one of the versions that she said, it's Sue you are, Sue you are, Sue you are, Sue I am, Sue I am. So yeah, I just thought I'd ruin the song for you as well, as it's ruined for me. Are we excited to be here? Are we excited to be here? Yes! Good job too, because I am. Yeah, I really am. I'm excited to be here. I've got a chance to stand in front of everyone and speak for... I've got all afternoon, haven't I? There's no time limit. Awesome, get in. When's the picnic? Was the picnic? 12:30 tonight. Oh, that's awesome. Plenty of time. Oh, God loves passion, doesn't he? God loves passion. People with a passion for him. Anyone watch the World Championship Athletics? Yes. At all? Yes. You just sat there. Well, this is fun. Great. Are we there going, come on, Bolt! Come on, Farah! What happened? Poor Bolt. Poor Farah. You feel let down? You feel like, oh, we didn't get what we wanted. Do you remember what Team GB did in the 100 metres relay for men? And the women as well, to a degree, you know. Gold. Who'll be remembered most? Bolt for right, collapsing in the middle, letting you down. Farah for getting just silver when he's expected to get gold. Or will you remember the men and the gold and the other medals that were won? The one. I have a feeling I know where the news will concentrate on. Do you feel let down at all? Does God feel let down with you? Yeah. He's showing passion. As you're there in front of the TV saying, come on! Come on, you can do it! God's there as well, going, come on, you can do it. You know, you can. Yeah, you'll fall down. Yeah, you'll get silver. But he's there going, come on, you can do this. You can do this. Run the race. If you're sitting there thinking, I'm not a Christian, doesn't apply to me, you're wrong. All right? You're wrong. It applies to everyone in this room, everyone on this planet. God's got a plan for every single person on this planet. Everyone in this room, God's got a plan for you. Might be a bit of news for you, but, you know, preaching the good news here. It's good news, all right? It's not bad news. It's got a job for you. And only you can do it, all right? Steve, it's got a job for you. Only you can do it. Sue you are. It's only got a job for you. Only you can do it. Even Joshua, it's got a plan. Anyone in this room... it's got a plan. Only you can do it. I can't do it. I can't do Sue's job. Can I? No, I can't. What are your thoughts here as you're sat here today? Are you excited to be here? Or are you just here, just sitting there with your hands folded, with your hand over your face, just looking at me going, my word, will he shut up? Yeah, excited. Excited to be here. It's taken me a while. I'll admit that, but I'm excited to be here. And you're not here by accident at all. Any of you at all? You're not here by accident. God's appointment that you're here, I'm afraid. You know? He meant for you to be here today. Whether you're sitting there thinking, oh, my parents brought me. I've had to come. I don't want to come. Because parents do that sort of thing. Just bring kids and whatever to church and you're coming. All right? You know, it's not that. It is by appointment. Oh man, this is so boring. Church. Again, church. Every week we go to church and it's the same old thing. Yeah, you're right. It's boring. because you make it boring. All right? It's not me making it boring. No, I'm trying to inject some life into you. And you just sat there like an emoji, you know. It's only boring if you make it boring. It's only exciting if you make it exciting. If you're going to come through that door and say, oh, I'm not going to get anything from this, you will not get anything from this. All right? You have to put in to get out. God's not just going to go, yeah, I'll bless you, just because you sat there doing naff all. Now, once someone say at the one event last year, brilliant speaker, Jay John, look him up on YouTube, unbelievable. And he said, stop faffing about. Oh, wow, that just spoke to me. And I was like, yeah, all right. Been long enough. Stop faffing about. It's not about faffing about. It's showing passion for God. Anyone know what this is? I like to get, I'm sort of following, yeah, it's a book, nice one, Florian. Trying to follow Florian's lead and getting a bit of interaction going with the crowd, audience, whatever. Anyone know what this is?
Bible.
Bible. Pardon?
The sword.
The
sauce?
Sword. Sword. Sorry, I thought I said sauce. I'm saying it's red, but I wouldn't have gone sauce. Anyway, carry on. Move on. Where am I? Thank you, Rebecca. Ha! I remember. Yeah, what if I told you it's rubbish? Alright, it's just a bunch of lies. It's just a load of fairy stories in there. All that ink. Yeah, what? Who even? Why? What's the point of having it? It's just fit for the bin. Who gives a monkeys about it? Yeah, I know. I threw a Bible on the floor. Didn't Moses do the same with his tablets? I mean, his Ten Commandments, not his like blood pressure tablets or anything like that, you know. Oh, my word! What are you doing? Passion! Didn't Jesus drive people out of the temple, as we've just heard? Passion! Passion. He just didn't lay down and let it all go, you know? Passion. Can you only believe part of that book? I will pick that up. That is my Bible, and I'm not just chipped any old Bible. It's a gift for me, you know? And I thought long and hard about doing that, but it kept coming back to me. Do it. Get a reaction. Do it. Don't just go, oh, but what will people think? What do I think? Right? What do I think? Well, I want you to do this, Simon. And I know you've prayed before me that you want to stand here, as nervous as you are, and speak for me. So you just do that, and it'll get a reaction. So there you go. It's not my fault. See? Told you. Never my fault. Can you only believe part of that book? And is there bits you can just like, oh, yeah, I can get that. God created whatever, you know, everything. Yeah, I'm all right with that, but, oh, no, the Red Sea just going, pfft. Yeah, no, that's, no, that's not right. Nah, you can't. You can't just believe bits of it, the bits that you want to believe and the bits that you like, and no, I'm not sure about that, I can't believe that. You have to believe all of it, or you have to believe none of it. That's pretty much like Christianity in general anyway, you know? It's very, you have to be 100% yes or 100% no. Don't be down the middle. That's not passion at all. Either way is passionate for either way, all right? So just be there. Wherever you are, wherever you want to be, just be there. Do you believe in history books? Yes, that's not really a history book, is it? Really, if we're going to get down to the bare facts, it's a sword. Source, whatever. It's not a history book, all right? History books. You read history books or you go online and Wikipedia, fountain of all knowledge, and Google and whatever, and you read stuff in history books and you believe it, don't you? Even though you've not been there. All right, Steve, just shush. To a degree. But history books change over time, don't they? I mean, things change in history as more evidence and like archaeology as well, things are dug up and then things, oh, this is different, let's change it. And history books change. That book never changes. It never changes, it never changed. Nothing has been taken out, nothing extra has been put in, nothing's been changed. All right, you've got different translations that translate the original in different sort of, you know what I mean, different. It's a bit different, but it's not changed. It still means the same forever. historical documents, statements, written by people of the time, at or around that time. The Bible, statements written by people of the time, at or around the time. So they're both just books, but you can read both of them, and they've got facts in. So as much as you can believe a history book, because it's got facts in it that I believe to a degree. Yeah, Bible, it's got facts in it, 100%, all the way through. I can believe. Bible never changes. Christianity makes no sense, does it? To the world, it's just ridiculous. Does anyone regard themselves as stupid? Please don't put your hands up. All right, so no one really thinks I'm stupid. Well, you might think I'm stupid, but you think in yourselves, don't think that you are stupid, do you? Does anyone regard anyone else as stupid? Wives cannot, you know, refer to husbands, and vice versa if the husbands are feeling particularly brave today. Don't do it if you want to eat later on. So no one's truly stupid, are they? And it's a word I hate using. I hate the term stupid. So we're, what, intelligent people? Varying levels, I get that. You know, I'm not as clever as some. I'll admit that. But, you know, I'm an intelligent being. Isn't that what people would call us, humans? An intelligent being. And here we are making a choice, to base our whole lives, everything about our lives, on that. Really? On that book and everything that's in it, just because we get a nice warm fuzzy feeling from God. What's that all about? Makes no sense to the world, you know? And what about this Jesus guy? You know, his name could have been, let me get this right, Joshua or Yeshua in the Hebrew. You know, it might not have, you just dropped something. Might not have been Jesus. You know, it's just a translated name. And I like to know what the original names of people in the Bible are, so I can say them right. Get their name right, because people say Simon and things, and it's like, that's not my name. Say my name right. Sim. No. Jesus, all right, but you know, it could be Yeshua or Joshua, you know, it could have been his name. He learned carpentry, his father Joseph's trade, all right, learned how to build things. And I was thinking about that yesterday. I thought, you know, you think when he was like, they're putting him on his cross and stuff like that, he's looking around going, oh, could have done better. You know what I mean? Just critiquing his own cross. He attended his church of the time, the synagogue. He went along. He didn't find it boring. All right? He went along and he enjoyed it. He was there, passionate, to learn about his God. He's just a normal bloke doing normal things that normal people do. Like us. Normal people. He just happened to be the Son of God and had something that God planned for him to do, and that only he could do it. No one else could do what Jesus did, what Jesus does. You know, no one else could have done it. Any one of his disciples couldn't have done what Jesus did. It would have been a waste of time. They're going, oh no, Jesus, I'll go, you're right. If Peter had gone, instead of, no, I don't know him, just gone, oh, actually, no, it's not him, it's me you want, I'm the man. There would have been no point to Peter doing it, because he wasn't perfect. Jesus was perfect. Well, come on. Jesus didn't and doesn't fit in with the world. You know, not at all. The world doesn't want to hear his message. All right, it never has. It's just like, the less it knows about this Jesus dude and God dude and Holy Spirit, yeah, I'm fine with that. Don't want to know. All right, just keep it away from me. I'm the world. I'm okay, thanks. You know, and it'll make itself attractive. There are so many things on this planet that are so much more attractive than God. It's fact, isn't it? There's so much on this planet that just distracts us from God. You know, all sorts of things. It's not just materialistic things and people, and it's all sorts. You know, can you get rid of that, please? Sorry, I don't want people reading as I'm talking. It distracts. I know I've been there. Sorry. Thank you. Christianity. It takes us out of our comfort zone. Because in the world, we're in a comfort zone. Because everyone's in the world and we all do what we do. You know? Christianity takes us out of that and makes us different from the world. All right? Believing in this Jesus character, believing in God, accepting forgiveness for our sins, or pleading forgiveness for our sins, accepting that Christ is God's Son. It's different to what the world would have you say. You need to get money. You need to be the top of your job. You need to be friends with everyone, you know? And if someone gets at you, just like, bang them down and get on with life. No, not time for them. That's what the world would tell you. Not what that book down there would tell you. Yeah, Christianity deals with things that we would rather were left alone. You know when you get that voice in your head that goes, you shouldn't be doing that. You should stop doing that. I want you to do this. You're like, no, that's just my imagination. That can't be anything else other than my imagination. Yeah, it takes us out of our comfort zone, doesn't it? It's great, isn't it? It's great being out of our comfort zone and doing stuff that just gives us the trembles. Oh, man, I tell you, I love it. Jesus came that we can have that perfect eternity. He gave his life, you know, died on a cross. And there are plenty of us in here that know that as fact and have prayed that prayer of, I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me, I've done wrong. Forgive me my sins, I believe you are Jesus, the Son of God, that you died on a cross that you might save me, little old me. All right? But it takes effort. All right? Now, I'm not going to fool you. Christianity, if done right, it is not an easy life. All right, so don't think just becoming a Christian is just like, ticket, sorted, and then just like, mill along as you are. I'd be quite happy to sit down there and do nothing for the rest of my life as a Christian, and what will I expect to get out of it as a result? Not a lot, to be honest. So it takes effort, and that's where God's plan for us comes in. He's calling for us for what he wants us to do. Each and every one of us. All right? It takes effort on our behalf. He doesn't want us to be shrinking violets. He wants us to be passionate for him. All right? So get out there and do something for him. What can you do to be saved? Nothing, in effect. You can do no work to be saved. There is no work that you can do that God will say, well, actually, yeah, my son didn't need to do that on the cross because you got it. You've done all this work. So, you know, you can come in VIP. You don't need to do anything. Christ has done it all for you. Jesus, yes you are, has done everything for you. Everything you need to do or could have done has been done for you. All right? You just have to it sounds easy, doesn't it? Just have to accept. Come like a child before Jesus. You'll always have questions. Now, I've heard of people who've, I can't make that commitment. I've got too many questions. And yeah, you'll always have questions. I've got questions. You know, I've got questions about things that have happened in my life. Some have been answered. Some have not. Some may not be answered. I just don't know. Okay? I've just got to leave it with God. He knows what he's doing. I believe that. His plan is working out in my life. My brother had a son die when he was 6 weeks old. 6 weeks old. And I thought, what is the point? Why would you let a child live on this planet for 6 weeks? You know? And there was a time when my faith was rocked. And I was like, how can there be a God? How can there be a God if you let that happen to a baby? What's the point? I've had to leave that with God. And I don't understand why that would happen. You know? So there are plenty of things out there. So don't think, oh, you don't know my life. You don't know what's going on in my life. Yeah, you're right. But God does. He knows exactly what's going on in your life. All right? He's that interested that he knows exactly what's going on in your life. He's that bothered about you. He's that bothered about me. He's like, I don't need to give you that answer, Simon. You just have faith in me. All right? You just trust me. I know what I'm doing. You just follow me. You hold on to me. And I'll take you where you need to go. He is faithful and true. He is faithful and true. He will not let you down at all. I've let him down plenty of times. I'm sure other people in here can say exactly the same. He will not. He is faithful and true. What about those niggling thoughts and questions that you've got? Maybe, when is Jesus coming back? It's been ages. You know, I mean, it's been thousands of years. What about those that aren't born yet? Should they miss out? Really? Is that fair? God isn't willing that any should be, like, not saved, that any should perish. Jesus will return. All right, that's fact, because it's in the Bible, and it's what I believe. And he will actually return at the very worst point on this planet's history. When people are thinking, my word, it cannot get any worse than this. And it's just on the brink of, he'll come back. I don't know when that's going to be, but believe me, we're not there yet, not by a long shot. Well, God isn't bothered about me, or I've done way too much wrong, no chance. Or, I'm alright, I've led a good life, you know, I don't need this God, I'll be alright. All wrong. Like I say, God wants everyone to be saved. He's not willing that any should perish. Whatever you've done. Alright? Whatever you've done. If you're sitting there thinking, yeah, but I've done this, and I've done that, and I've done this. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you've done. Because it says in the Bible that those that have murdered have sinned. And those that have stole have sinned. Right? Those that have just thought wrong thoughts, you know what I mean? Use the internet, looked at things on the internet, you know. I'm not going there. It doesn't matter. Sin is the word that encompasses everything that's been done wrong. Anything that's wrong from the law, if you want, is a sin. It doesn't matter whether you grade wrongnesses, that's a word, on grades, whatever, of harshness, like murder. That's pretty bad, isn't it, really, to be fair. You know, oh, it's a lot worse than just stealing something, isn't it? Oh, no, it's a sin. In God's eyes, it's a sin. It doesn't matter on what grade we put on it. It's black and white with him. 100%, 100%. There's no grey area. All have done wrong. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It's in the Bible. It's got to be true. Whatever you think. Yeah, but I've done good all my life. I give to charity. You know, I help people across the road. I help people out. I'm good. I'm all right. No, you're not. Sorry. Oh, God's turned his back on me. Left me to it. Oh, man. No, no. I'm afraid not. It's the other way round. You've turned your back on him. And you've walked away from him. And if you go down that road, he can't go with you. All right? As hard as it is, you're on your own. If you go your own way out, you're way out on your own. Right? God is only a way. Right? He's just there. Right? However far we go from him, wherever we are, our stages in life, he's just there, just a reach away. That's all. Oh, what about wars, killings? Why doesn't he stop it? You want to be an automaton. Everyone knows what an automaton is, right? Okay. Just in case. Those that might not know what an automaton is, it just does basically what you tell it to. It's controlled by something. It just does. It has no thought for itself. Freedom of choice. It's what God gave us. Bless him. I don't know if he ever sits there and thinks, why did I bother with that one? Oh, well. Because he wanted us to choose to devote our whole lives to him. Him. I wasn't pointing at Florian. It's our created purpose. That's what he made us for, I'm afraid. Not to just have fun in the world and, you know, live life to the max. And then, Okay. Sicknesses, diseases, viruses, cancers. Oh, yeah. You know, ever since, I'm not being flippant or anything like that. I know I've been affected by, not personally, but cancer in a number of ways. Since Adam and Eve blew it in the Garden of Eden, it's just progressively got worse and worse since then. All right. Since then, it was always going downhill, and it was never going to go back uphill until Christ came back. So it's still going downhill. And you can see it now, over the years. Cancer, I'll just pick on cancer because it's affected me. In the years you've been alive, how much cancer is there now to what there was? Yeah, it's just, it's everywhere, isn't it? You know what I mean? And my dad went through cancer and it got him, you know. He passed away because of it. It was a mess, apparently, inside. But, you know, it was there. But me and Dad had a chat, not long before he went, a couple of weeks. And we just talked about stuff, as we did. And I said, you know what, Dad? As tough as it is that you're going through this, I know and I believe that God allows us to go through this in an effort. He doesn't give it to us. All right? He doesn't say, you've got cancer, you've got this. All right? He allows us to go through it knowing that we can get through it. All right? Whatever the end result is, Dad passing with cancer, he got through it clinging on to God. All right? He held on to God all the way. I said, I believe that God allows us to go through this stuff knowing, hoping that we will cling on to Him through it. All right? Whether it's my dad going through it, whether it's me watching my dad go through it, or whether it's my ex-wife, Chloe's mum, going through it and coming out the other side. Praise the Lord. You know? He wants us to cling on to Him through every hardship. If you're bored this afternoon or somewhere, read Job. Oh, man, what he went through, you know? Now he had a little dip, but he clung on to God. He's like, oh, God does this, you know? But He's still my rock. Cling on to Him. If we did it on our own, try to get through on our own, it'd be impossible. You'd never do it. All right? You'd just be like, straight through the floor and keep going. You need God. Hold on to Him. How can there be a God? That's a good one, isn't it? How can there be a God if... dot, 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 dot. Insert blankety blank. Blankety blank. How can there not be a God? Is what I say. How can there not be a God? Just look around. If you've not paid attention to any wildlife or anything that's not man-made, basically. Even then, like the materials for man-made stuff. It came from somewhere. It's all just some wonderful accident that just happened. Just happened. How can there not be a God? Oh man, it's mental to even think that there can't be. There are loads of them, aren't they? You're probably sitting there thinking, well, you've not said about this one. I'll talk to someone about it. I dare you. Even Florin, good way. Not Florin, the fly for the recording. That's fly. I'm not telling Florin to go away. Awkward. Talk to someone about it, all right? If you're that bothered, is there someone on something on your mind, please talk to someone about it. Someone you're comfortable talking to about it, or get out of your comfort zone and talk to someone you're really uncomfortable talking to about it. All right? Things that go on within this building, they're great. All right? Things that go on, the services we have and the other things that are done by the people within this church, they're great. All right, I can see passion there. People doing stuff. What about outside the walls? All right, what about outside, out there, in this community we call Worksop that we are so desperate to reach out to and get to? Because then they need to hear this message. Community outreach, pardon me. If we can't be bothered to reach out there with prayer, purpose, and passion, then don't expect the community to just come to us. Some might come in the door. Is it still open? Yep. Some might, but most won't. They'll just walk past and think, and just pay no attention and keep going. Now, I believe that God is gathering his churches together. I'm not fussed about denominations and stuff like that. At the end of the day, whatever denomination we are, we all worship one God, don't we? He's not a denominational God. He's only one God. Yeah? The churches here need to work together, and they need to get out into this community and do something about it. Because at the moment, there's plenty of people out there who are not saved and might well not be saved if we don't do something about it. And don't think I'm just talking to everyone out there. This doesn't apply to me. Alright? God speaks to me as much as I'm, well, he's given me the word, so it's him, not me. He speaks to you. But if we can't be bothered to do it, don't expect God to bless us as much as he can. You'll not need to get a new building if you can't be bothered to do it. You'll just come in there week in, week out, sit down, same old, same old. Who else is going to do it? We are the ones who've been given the plan to do the task. Ask God for the impossible. You'd be surprised what he can do. Just ask him. Pray. Right, prayer is phenomenally important. Pray. Ask him. You'd be amazed what he can do just through a little prayer. You know, I had an idea once that everyone that, where you're going for the picnic, is it across from the canch on that field over there, or is it on the canch itself? I had an idea. What about if we just invited some big Christian bands and just had a massive concert in Worksop on that area, free? Plaster it all over Worksop. Think big. God's big. He's not this little thing you just put in your back pocket. James chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. And that's her as well. It's generic. That they must ask in faith without any doubting. Now that's the important bit. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that person ought not to expect that they will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded person, unstable in all their ways. Are we a passionate people? Don't be lukewarm. I've spoken before about being lukewarm. And I don't enjoy it. But I can't help what God puts on my mind to say. He can't stand lukewarm. He'd rather you be 100% anti him than in the middle and lukewarm. Is everyone a hot meal that's gone cold, you know? It's not quite cold. It's on that edge of cold. And you eat it. Do you? It's disgusting, isn't it? That's what God thinks to lukewarm. 100% yes, 100% no. There's no in between. Passion for the Christ. That's the title for this. Passion for the Christ. Show passion for the Christ. Passion, definitions, strong and barely controllable emotion. Yeah. A strong feeling of enthusiasm or excitement for something or about doing something. Are you a passionate people? Shouldn't you be? I may be sitting there thinking, how can I be a part of this? How can I get what so many people here have got? How do I do that? I've touched on it a bit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter said to them, repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved, for with the heart a person believes. Not just lip service, not just saying it doesn't count. Because God knows exactly what's going on inside here, each and every one of you. So just saying it, you might convince one of us, right, us, but you won't convince God. He'll see straight through it. For with the heart a person believes, you'll really feel it, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. So if you wanted to pray, like, to get what so many in here have got and around this world, accept the Lord Jesus Christ as real, and that he is your saviour. Accept that he died on the cross and took that punishment as full payment for your sins. This is called grace. It is a free gift for you. All you've got to do is believe and accept it. Ask God to forgive you your sins and that you want to live for him only, out of the world. Ask God to lead you wherever he would have you go. Follow him. And tell someone about it today. Someone here. Don't leave without doing so. And then get them to pray for you. And if you're there and you've just got a bit lost, you've done the prayer, the I'm saved bit, and you're just a bit lost. Same again. Talk to someone about it. Don't leave it. Was it to be shame for it to be just gone by next week? You know, everything just gone by next week. And you missed your chance. I don't know. You know, anything can happen in the next, however long it is. I don't know. Get someone to pray for you. Talk to someone about it. Don't leave it, because it's really important. Now, thank you for listening to me blab on for eternity. I know. Before I know, probably have a word with me afterwards about that, but I'm in the Paul school of teaching. Not Paul Wilson. Paul the super disciple, the apostle, whatever. He had a start time, but he didn't have a finish time. He just waffled on. Poor Eutychus.
Amen.
Amen. Should have been listening. Shouldn't have been yawning, nodding off. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of the day. I'll let Sean finish off because he really wants to. He's getting ready. So have fun at the picnic. Think of me as I sleep for work tonight. Thank you.